Busy times here in springtime. The Carolina outdoors have come alive, and we're coming alive early on a Saturday morning. Of course, you may be listening via podcast 24/7. We're available wherever you may listen to podcasts. The Carolina Outdoors. You can also head over to jessebrowns.com to listen. I'm Bill Barty. Sitting aside me, Mr. Christopher Lawing.
Hello there, Bill. Glad to be co-hosting with you.
Listen, Christopher, you're the author of Signs of the Times. Charlotte, Signs of the Times. I don't know, what, eight generation Charlatan?
You got it. Yes, sir.
Well, you're in competition a little bit. We have that with the Davidson family. And anyway, you and I both hanging our hats at Jesse Brown's. And so many times we have people stopping by asking what they can do close to home during a weekend or through the week. And our goal as the outdoor guys is to always have an answer. And springtime avails us more opportunities, it seems, than ever. Longer days, warmer temperature, and maybe a little bit of cabin fever after all the rains and that sort of thing that we've had. So our next guest is the executive director of one of these places. It's right here in Mecklenburg County. Jeff Fissel is going to join us from historic Rural Hill. It's providing escape, education, and full participation in helping us get outside and having fun in a natural setting. Jeff, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thank you guys for having me back. I appreciate it.
Man, it's always good to have you. Just to lay it all out there, 265 acres of Mecklenburg County Park, owned previously and farmed by six generations of the Davidson family. Christopher, that's what you're up against. You got eight generations, so the contest is neck and neck. They might jump a few of them in front
years
of you.
Or so.
Jeff, out there, it's a special place in Huntersville. But we especially wanted to focus on springtime. Tell us about Rural Hill in March and especially heading into April and what you've got going on.
Yeah, we try and stay busy when we get this beautiful spring Charlotte weather. We kind of ramp up with the event season. So we've got coming right around the corner. We have a food truck rally on Saturday, March 30th. So it's a free event. It's $5 to park and then come in, listen to some live music and enjoy some food, some food trucks, some beer and some wine from Shelton Vineyards and Note Brewing. And just, you know, enjoy with us on the farm. You can go explore the cabin, learn a little bit of history, see some hearth cooking, and just spend the afternoon with us, spend the evening with us, and eat some great food. Just enjoy a night out of the house in this beautiful spring weather that we're going to be having. And then coming up in April, it's our biggest event of the year. It's year 26 of the Loch Norman Highland Games. So we are excited for that signature event for Rural Hill, which celebrates absolutely everything Scottish, and we think it's one of the most unique things you can do all year long in the Charlotte area. Just come out, see the Highland Athletics, see the dancers, see the music, see the food, see the vendors, see the bagpipes, the stork encampment, the axe throwing, you name it. It's pretty much all here, and we bring it all together for one weekend. That is the second weekend of April 13th and 14th. And then we roll right from there into the North County Brewers and Music Festival, which is the second weekend of May, so Mother's Day weekend. And that'll be May 10th and 11th. And we'll have about 11 great bands out here, including the Grammy winners of the Bluegrass Album of the Year last year, the infamous String Dusters, Don of the Buffalo, Scythian, and a bunch of others. And then 46 North County Brewers out here sampling beer and let you go out and get a chance to sample all of them, and then, you know, to kind of tie with the outdoor thing, you can camp at both of those events, the Brewers Festival and the game. So you can bring your tent or your camper out here and get you a spot, spend some time outside, make some new friends, and just spend the entire weekend with us.
Well, you had me right there. It sounds perfect. You don't have to worry about Ubering. You don't have to worry about driving. You can just stay out there, camp it all out. Jeff, some of these have been annual events, as you mentioned, 26 years of the Loch Norman Highland Games going on. The Sheepdog Trials have been kind of a yearly event. The North Carolina Brewers and Music Festival is something that's been maintained each year. But tell us about the truck rally as we delve into some of the listings that you just threw out there. It's going to be March 30th. Is that a newer event out there at Rural Hill?
It is a newer event. We started doing these a couple of years ago, and they've just been, you know, they're a fun way to get folks out here in Rural Hill, and just a fun way to utilize the property. You know, everybody loves a good food truck rally, and you know what we do different is we've got all this extra space, so we've got room for the kids to run around. Some, you know, hay rides around the farm. We'll have the, you know, our Highland cows will be up there. You can feed them, and then kind of the cool juxtaposition. You know, you're out there. You can bring a chair. We've got some picnic tables and listen to live music, and then you kind of hear it. Go out and eat the most modern of gourmet delights from all the food trucks that are, you know, a mobile traveling kitchen. And you can walk right across the field and go into our cabin that represents what life was like here in the 1760s. And you can see our docents in there cooking up food on an open hearth and in old cast iron Dutch ovens and cast iron pans that are right over top of a live fire. And you kind of get that cool history to go right next to, you know, the cutting edge of mobile food today versus, you know, what they were using for a kitchen back in the 1760s, you know, right here at Rural Hill and everywhere else within, you know, the Carolinas at that time frame. So it's kind of a cool way to just tie in two different ways to cook some food.
Man, that's perfect. A little bit of this is now, that was then, right there before your very eyes, your palate, if you will.
That's it.
Well, and like your website says, hey, it's a historic site, a nature preserve, a field trip destination, a cultural event center, and hey, I love food truck rally too. How many food trucks are y'all going to have out there?
I believe we'll have 18 food trucks on site.
Woo! Probably ranging from sweet and savory to sugary and desserty, right?
That's right. You'll get the whole gamut. Everything from the good desserts all to, you know, from barbecue to, you know, all the mixes in between. So you know, come out and, you know, that's the fun thing about it. You know, no matter who the picky eater is in your group of friends or your family, you know, there's going to be something there that everybody's going to like, and you can try something new and share some food and you know, wash it down with a good beverage and just enjoy the day.
Jeff Thistle, he's our guest. He's the executive director of Rural Hill, historic Rural Hill. And Christopher, you mentioned the website. It's ruralhill.net. You can go there for a calendar of events, a history, the educational opportunities that educators use, and students will go there to learn a little bit or a lot of bit about how it was back then. But Jeff, I got to go in because this is a big event. Your signature event, as you broke it down, April 13th and 14th, the Loch Normand Highland Games. Now, this is something that you have where competitors will come in from all over the place to participate as competitors. Also, you'll have guests come in, visitors who want to see these competitions. Tell us about the games as they are and some of the most popular ones that we can come out and either participate in. Christopher, sign up for that hammer toss, or maybe just watch.
Yeah, well, there's a ton to see and do when you come out here for that weekend, and it's one that you really shouldn't miss. If you've never been to a Highland Games before, you should really get out here and just take it all in. You don't have to be Scottish to be a part of it, but we do represent those old Scottish traditions. So one of the favorites is the athletics, which is all those, you know, the events that kind of people may have heard of but may have seen somewhere before, which is the caber toss, which is, you know, where you take these big old guys in kilts with a telephone pole, basically, and they try and flip that thing end over end. And you can't participate in that one without a little training, but you can sit there and admire the guys that know how to do it and are out there competing. And they come in from all over the country to be a part of that. And then you've got all the various athletic competitions. And then you've got dance competitions. You know, one of them you can participate in, which is country dance. They'll teach you how to do it. And then you've got Highland dance, which brings in competitors from all over the country and internationally. It's a championship event. It's a signature for us. It's something we're really proud of. And then you've got the bagpipe competitions. Come out and see that on Saturday. There'll be bagpipers, again, from all over the country. Judges that come in to judge this from all over the world. We have folks that come in all the way from Scotland to make sure that everything is judged and holds the prestige of that competition up to what we've built up the last 25 years. And then you can participate in the axe throwing. You can try the Scottish food. You can do you can sit around and watch the Celtic music with the bands that we bring in and just shop the vendors. Tons of things for the kids to do. There's educational programs for them. There's fun things for them to, you know, kind of get lost in and enjoy and learn and do. And then there's just more and more things. We've got lectures. We have Scotch whiskey tasting. There'll be beer and wine available. So there's more than you can really do in a day. And that's why so many folks come back every year. And, you know, we think everybody should be a part of that. Come out and, you know, support this great event, support this this tradition that has deep, deep ties to the Charlotte area with our Scottish heritage going back in the Charlotte area. and you know, learn a little something, meet some new people, and try something new.
Well, that's right. There's more events and different things than you can fit in one day, which is why it is April 12th, 13th, and 14th at Rural Hill. And the Loch Norman Highland Games, there are Highland Dancing, Bagpipe Bands, Highland Athletics, a giant kids zone, Scottish Merchants, and there's something that says, is it Haggis or H-A-G-G-I-S? What's that? Can you educate me there?
Yeah, haggis is the kind of traditional Scottish peasant food that has kind of got a reputation across the country. It's basically a lamb's dish, but it's kind of like a you know, not too dissimilar from what we know in the South is liver mush, but made with, you know, parts of a different animal. And it's kind of the old saying goes, it was after the poor Scottish farmer sold all the parts he could of the sheep, what was left over they made haggis from, and that was kind of the dish of the Scottish peasant, and it's kind of the national dish of Scotland. So it's a very different thing, but a lot of cultural significance, you know, to the Scottish people and to the, you know, the Celtic community. So you can come out, you can give it a try. Several vendors have it. I think they even sell canned haggis. You can take some home with you, but it's got this just rich heritage and this rich cultural significance to the entire Scotland culture, and it's one of those things that you don't see on restaurant menus, but you come out here, you can learn about it, and you can get to taste it at the same time.
Jeff Fissell, Historic Rural Hill. It's out on Neck Road, Huntersville, North Carolina. We encourage all of our listeners to go check out this website, ruralhill.net, because it has all of the events available right there. You can buy tickets, because tickets are available for all of these events. You can go in there and plug in there. Jeff, thank you as always for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors and getting us up to speed with everything out at Rural Hill.